The New Orleans Saints begin practice for a huge home game this weekend against the Carolina Panthers. The New Orleans Saints afternoon wrap starts right now. It's the start of a new practice week for the New Orleans Saints, and it is a huge game at home this weekend against the Carolina Panthers. With John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly. Welcome into the New Orleans Saints afternoon wrap. A new week begins here on this Wednesday, John, and boy, is it a meaningful time of year here for the New Orleans Saints.
This is huge. Both teams 8-3 heading into this game. The Saints own the tiebreak because they won the game at Bank of America Stadium earlier this season. But this is the first time in a long time the Saints have had a meaningful game this deep into the season.
Yeah, we begin December, as John said, in the midst of a race right now. And strangely enough, the Saints will meet up with the Carolina Panthers, John, for the second time this year after a loss in which the team was really disappointed about the way they played.
Yeah, I mean, they were horrid earlier in this season, we know, in the losses to Minnesota and New England, went to Bank of America Stadium, dominated the Panthers, and that really flipped the Saints' season. They won 8 straight after winning that first game. And so, you know, here's another time coming off a disappointing loss, as you mentioned, to the Rams, and have an opportunity again to turn it around against Carolina.
Saints quarterback Drew Brees spoke after practice today about this meaningful game to start the month of December and what it means to go up against Carolina at this point in the schedule.
I'll be honest, it's really just narrowing the focus to one game and still striving to find our best game. Obviously, coming off a loss on the road, you know, we want to rally. We want to get back on the winning track. And, you know, especially the scenario with the team that we're playing, you know, being a divisional opponent and same record as us, you know, both fighting for the same thing. This is a very important game.
The first meeting between these two teams back in September, the Saints were 0-2 at the time. Carolina was 2-0. And then the Carolina Panthers kind of went reeling after the Saints kind of embarrassed them in Carolina. John, one thing's for sure, that meeting was a long time ago, and it sure seems like it's a completely different Panther team.
Yeah, Carolina was 2-0, but as you mentioned, they were not a good-looking 2-0. Won the second game 9-3. They were failing to score touchdowns. Cam Newton simply was not the Cam Newton we're accustomed to seeing. Wasn't running the ball a whole lot back then, and we're accustomed to seeing him be a big physical runner. They were not using Christian McCaffrey a whole lot. They had Kelvin Benjamin on the roster then, and now a totally different team. Cam Newton's healthy. He's running the football. They're giving the ball to Christian McCaffrey. Now Devin Funchess has emerged as their number one receiver because Benjamin was traded to Buffalo, and totally different looking team.
Yep, Panthers now lead the NFL in time of possession as well, and former Panther linebacker, now Saints captain and linebacker, A.J. Klein, talked about the difference between Carolina's offense in meeting one and what they might see this weekend.
I think Cam's playing a lot better this time around. I know he's using his legs a little bit more, but they're still trying to feed the ball to McCaffrey, so... going forward, obviously, a lot of weapons. I think Funchess has come alive. He's been playing really well. So just continue to break down this tape. But obviously, it's going to be a great game, competitive game. And we have our hands full again this week.
Another thing that will be fun to watch this Sunday is the Saints meet the Carolina Panthers. And that is a head-to-head meeting between the two most exciting rookies in the division. Alvin Kamara for the New Orleans Saints. Christian McCaffrey for the Carolina Panthers.
Well, I'm a little biased here, but Alvin Kamara is my offensive rookie of the year right now through 11 games. Christian McCaffrey is emerging. Carolina's using him a lot more in the way they intended to use him. They didn't do so for maybe about half of the season, but now they're giving him the ball, trying to get him in space, running in between the tackles, getting him more touches and more touches. But again, Alvin Kamara's been, you know, really a godsend for the Saints offense and one of the fantastic rookies in the league.
Yeah, 5 consecutive games now with a touchdown for Kamara. That's a new high water mark for Saints rookies. John, also over 1,000 yards now from scrimmage, both receiving and rushing combined.
Yeah, you just want to get the ball in his hands. And, you know, at first we thought, you know, get it in his hands in space and allow him to work. But he can take it whether it's in space or not in space. He has the ability to make people miss. And I think that's something that the Saints saw in him on film.
Yeah, he makes people miss. And right now it looks like he's more got a license to thrill than anything else.
I mean, it's really just, I mean, kind of just trying to stay one step ahead, diagnosing how guys, like the angles guys are taking and what type of player they are. You know, if I can beat this guy to the edge, I'm going to stall him out a little bit and then, you know, kick in the full gear. Or if this guy dives at ankles, I'm going to, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to look him off, you know, with my eyes and hopefully make him flip his hips and, you know, take advantage of that. It's just really, it's some film study that goes into it, but, you know, a lot of it is instinctual.
Okay, John, I don't want to say that I've buried the lead on us here, but maybe I have. You know, obviously a big storyline this week will be the health of key guys on the Saints side of the football.
Well, from what we saw in practice today, the portion that we were able to see, both starting cornerbacks, Marshawn Lattimore and Ken Crawley, back on the practice field. That's a good look for the Saints. Now, out today, Marcus Williams, the safety. We don't know his status. We'll know a little bit later in the week. We know that Kobe Fleener also had a concussion against the Rams. He was not on the practice field. And today may be a maintenance day again for Teron Armstead. He generally does not work on Wednesdays, so we'll continue to monitor that as the week goes along.
Yeah, Saints injury list and Carolina's as well, both available for you on your Saints mobile app and NewOrleansSaints.com each and every day as it's released by the NFL. That'll do it for us on this Wednesday. It's a great start to a very, very important week for the Saints. For John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly. See you next time on the New Orleans Saints Afternoon Wrap.